Reports, 11-year-old Texas boy possibly paralyzed following drive-by shooting. By Nick Gilbertson on May 17, 2022. Authorities say an 11-year-old Texas boy and his mother were shot in a drive-by shooting early Sunday morning, potentially leaving the child paralyzed below the waist, according to reports. The suspected shooter, Keandre Jackson, 19, has been arrested and charged with two counts of assault with a deadly weapon in connection to the shooting in the 5,000 block of Roth Forest Lane in Spring, Texas, Sheriff Ed Gonzalez announced in a tweet. Jackson's bond was set at $500,000, online inmate records show. Gonzalez said that before the shooting, a verbal dispute erupted amongst juveniles at a home where Jackson's juvenile male relative and the 11-year-old, identified by KPRC as a boy named McKee, were present. The 11-year-old left the residence and was pursued by the other males wanting to instigate a fight. But the situation was temporarily calmed by a parent, Gonzalez said. In court Monday, it came to light that Jackson's middle school-aged cousin had an argument with the victim's older brother over what is believed to be a girl, KPRC reported. KTRK noted that Jackson allegedly drove to the victim's home with his younger cousin and fired into a bedroom window four times. McKee, his six-year-old sister, and his mother, Jasmine Winters, were laughing in bed when the bullets started flying, and though the 11-year-old attempted to duck, he was struck in the neck, Winters said, according to KPRC. The child was transported to Texas Children's Hospital by a life flight in critical condition. Doctors said the child could possibly be paralyzed below the waist, though he can still wiggle his toes, which gives doctors hope. Winters was struck around the pelvis and was also transported to the hospital, but she has since been released, the outlet noted. Following his alleged shooting, Jackson took his cousin back to the residence, where they allegedly boasted of their actions, according to KTRK. Should Jackson bond out, he will be required to wear a GPS monitor and will be prohibited from contacting the victims, accessing weapons, or using drugs and alcohol. Additionally, he would be restricted from communicating with multiple juveniles and would be banned from visiting areas where children gather.